Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, December 3rd, and it's 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Zarnicki. We're in holiday season now, and Wrangell's celebrating this weekend with the community tree lighting and Midnight Madness. And we have with us today board member Ed Calm. And he's going to talk in detail about what the Chamber of Commerce is putting on for the holidays. You can call in to ask a question. The number to KSDK is 874-2345. Hi, Ed. How are you today?
I'm doing great, but I didn't realize you were going to talk to a rock. Oh, talk on the rock.
Talk
on the rock, not to a rock.
Oh, okay. Boy. Okay. So, How's your holiday season going?
It's been going great. I think we had an early introduction to it last weekend.
Yes.
I do remember snow in Wrangell. I was re-reminded this last weekend, but it was kind of nice and kind of challenging.
Right. Yes. Yeah. It was beautiful. And for people who shovel, I shoveled just a little.
Yeah. Well, that's that winter exercise we get. You're not pulling nets. You're now shoveling snow. But it does put you in the holiday spirit.
Yes. I agree. Can't go wrong, I guess.
Exactly right. I was really tickled when I saw that the volunteer fire department had set up the lights up by the elementary school for people to sled. They actually have a place where you can do it now, whereas when I was growing up, we did it where we got in trouble for being.
Oh, you really?
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
So this Friday, Wrangell's celebrating with the Christmas tree lighting ceremony and Midnight Madness. What should we all expect from the Chamber?
Well, I think the Chamber has been kind of reborn again here in the last year or so. So thanks to all of our great volunteers and all of our members, I think you're seeing really, really well thought out plan changes. You'll see some of the traditional stuff and you'll see us tweaking stuff a little bit. But this starts the big season, and then you guys are used to us having the tree and doing some stuff. So we'll be doing stuff a little bit differently. The community market in Santa is hosted down there at the Nolan Center, and that'll be from 4 to 8. And then they're going to temporarily close down the streets, as they always do there, by Audison's and the Elk Lodge about 5 p.m., and then there'll be some caroling by our high school chorus that takes place at 5:30. With Tasha Morse and her choir. And then we'll have our great volunteer fire department folks down there with the burn barrels. In the past, we had the full s'more kits down there, but this time we're just providing the marshmallows, so bring your own chocolate and s'mores. Is there a vegetarian version of a s'more? I don't know. Not good on lettuce. Kale? Bring your own kale. I won't go over well.
There are vegan marshmallows, but they don't sell them here in Wrangell.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go, IGA and City Market. You have something to find out there now. I'm sure you can get it on Amazon, but buy from the local businesses.
Yeah. And so, okay, so the tree lighting starts at 6 p.m.
Yep. And again, you can be downtown, walk around. It'll be safe. You can work your way back and forth between the Nolan Center and, the old fire hall there, now Audison's and JW's and by the pavilion. I think that the choir will be singing underneath the pavilion, so even in inclement weather, they'll be protected. But there'll probably be some places for you to hide out of the weather, too, depending on what we get.
Yeah. And, okay, so hot cocoa and popcorn will be provided by the Wrangell Fire Department.
Oh, those guys are great.
At the pavilion.
Awesome.
Yeah. And also the Wrangell Fire Department is also doing a stair challenge as a fundraiser and raising money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And that's apparently starts right after the tree lighting.
And I think I saw something come out on Facebook about that today. Is that where they put their bunker gear on and they actually do some fundraising? I know that there's some stuff where they get on a stair stepper and they're in their bunker gear and they walk so many flights of stairs to raise money. I'm not sure. I've not been back for Christmas.
Yeah, I saw a similar advertisement, but I honestly couldn't tell you. I just don't know because I didn't see it last year.
Cool. Well, come out and support your volunteer fire department because 365 days a year they got our backs.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, toasted marshmallows in the burn barrels, 6 p.m. tree lighting this Friday.
Correct.
Okay.
Singing carols, ringing in the holiday season.
And then, yeah, the carols start at 5:30.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
And then right after the tree lighting is the fire department's fundraiser. And then also you also mentioned the community market at the Nolan Center and Santa at between 4 to 8 at the Nolan Center.
Yep. So you can spend your whole evening downtown, you know, weather permitting, otherwise dress Wrangle style.
Yeah. Yeah, great. So additionally, the Chamber of Commerce is also putting on the Home Christmas Decorating Contest. When did that start?
So I did a little background with Tracy, and she said that according to Janelle Privett, the Home Decorating Contest has been happening on and off since the 1980s. Now, this year, it's going to be sponsored again by Wrangle Real Estate. She started doing that, I think, in 2017, and it says that Kathleen Harding likes supporting this because it's a dark time of the year and Christmas lights make her happy.
Yeah.
I think they make us all happy.
I think so, too.
Yeah. So it is really nice to see them up already. How does we go from Halloween to Christmas? Boom, it's here. So much like the stuff we've done in the past, there'll be a first place prize of $300, a second place prize of $200, a third place prize of $100, with two honorable mentions at $50 each. And as a little twist, the Wrangell Senior Center has been invited to do the judging on December 20th. You can enter your home into this contest by either texting or calling 907-305-0685. And you'll see the Chamber will put out some reminders through our Facebook page as well. So if you're not following us, please do. And if you do call down there and you want to sign up for our newsletter, please do that as well, because Tracy's doing a really good job of getting the information out there. And we also need your input on what we can do to make your business more solid and financially viable year-round. That's the Chamber's job, is to create foot traffic. We need to work closely with the city and what we're doing. We need to work closely with Travel Wrangle, with what they're doing, and the local businesses to make sure that we're giving them the value of their membership. It's been kind of put in question a little bit here in the last few years, and we're bringing it back. So get involved and count on this new board that'll be coming on board in January to help increase the foot traffic in your business.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah. And so for the home decorating contest, like, how do you imagine people decorating their homes?
Well, I guess National Lampoon style. I don't know if we ought to let the City Power and Light plant people know exactly what's going to be out there as far as extension cords, but there are some pretty nice light shows out there right now, and we have some really pretty tech-savvy people, so I think that we're going to be seeing a little bit of stuff with some musical animation lights and that type of stuff as people have gotten better. I know there are certain people that go overboard during the 4th of July parade decorations, and they always seem to come up with something at their homes, too. So I think there's the same certain houses of old that were decorated, we'll see decorated again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm going to have to take a drive then and see all the houses.
Let's hope it's a drive and not a slide like last weekend.
It's true, yes. Yeah, okay. And then along with the home decorating contest, there's also the business Christmas decorating contest, too.
Yeah, so the business holiday decorating contest is going to be a little bit different this year. The businesses can enter their holiday business contest by sending a text or calling again to 907-305-0658. And a little bit different this year is you vote for your favorite business by buying a vote. The vote costs $1. All those proceeds will go to offset operating the Chamber in the coming year and be put towards what we can use for the 4th of July and the stuff that we try to help support to create foot traffic in the businesses all year. So we were asked, well, if a business wanted to buy a vote, could they do that? And we said, well, yes, because it's a fundraiser. So get out and support your businesses, your favorite place to go. Buy a vote for them and their decorations. Thank them for being there. Please remember to shop locally. We're going to tie this also into the Jolly Shopping. That'll happen December 19th and 21st. It'll be run along the same way as the harvest tickets. And just so folks know out there, when we ordered the tickets to be stamped, they weren't supposed to be shiny. So they ended up being shiny and not all of the markers stamped correctly. So then we were X-ing them out. But we think we got the right paper stock this time, so be patient. You can get your Jolly shopping card completed and a chance to win up to $500 and other prizes. The drawing will be on Monday, the 23rd at 10 a.m. The little shopping tickets can be put into the barrel down at the Stikine Inn, just like we did for the harvest shopping. The one main difference on this is that it's not during the tax-free holiday. This will be just supporting your local businesses, saying hi, and then make sure you pay a dollar to vote for them when you're in there. Show your support.
Yeah, definitely. And then, okay, so going, so for the business decorating,
yep.
Do you know who's who's doing that already? Who's participating in it?
I do not.
Okay.
I asked Tracy to put this together for me, and she did. She is currently remains out of town, so
yeah.
Our thoughts and prayers are with her and her family. Let me see here. It says that the voting will take place from December 13th to 20th at noon. The winner of the business decorating contest will win a WCOC Silver membership, which is a value of $600. So it's like getting the top-end chamber membership. And the votes are a dollar ticket. Vote as many times as you want. Silver membership includes social media promotion, basic office support, receive chamber newsletter, listing in the chamber business map, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So get involved. And if you haven't been a chamber member, decorate your business. You may end up with the top-tier chamber membership as the holiday progresses, but to start off your new year.
Totally. And then, yeah, I guess these go hand in hand with the business decorating and the Jolly shopping. We could go in and see all the wonderful decorations.
Right. And they're going to decorate stuff to sell. So that's part of the decorations, too. So show your support. Go in and buy. You know, you got that uncle that you forgot to get something for, and he'll take fishing tackle. Everybody loses flashers. So if you got an uncle, get him a flasher. He can go out fishing next year. Get your ticket stamped, and then also pay a dollar to vote for your favorite business.
Okay. I'll try to get all my uncles who don't live here.
Send them a flasher. They'll go, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
Put a little bit of WD-40 or fish sauce on that before you send it. Then they'll really know they're special.
Okay. I will. Thank you. I'll add the open bottle in the package,
too. There you go.
Okay, so yeah, you mentioned Tracy. How is Tracy and her husband?
Doing well. They're still out of town. He hasn't been cleared to get back on the plane, but we expect them back here this week. They'll be back for the holidays. Again, doing well, and we send them our thoughts, love, and prayers.
Great, thank you. And is there anything else you'd like to add about what's going on with the chamber, you know, for the holidays? Or yeah.
Just take another look at the chamber. We're redoing it. I think that it is worth the investment. We're going to show you more of what the investment is and what you're going to get out of it. We hope to work with the economic development and help to bring in some more training, which will work for POS, point of sale type training, customer service training, desperately needed everywhere, not only just for the tourism season, but also, you know, everywhere else. And then we also really need to look at what are we going to do for job training and job training skills. Is there something the chamber can do to help to make sure we get the right people in the right places filling in these places where you see job openings?
Yeah. And also, let's just inform the community, why should businesses join the Chamber of Commerce?
That is a question that we are asked regularly. And the reason I would join the Chamber and the reason I got involved is because the Chamber has always been an integral part of connecting local businesses to the government establishments and providing services and sometimes much needed volunteers during major activities. And we want to try to rebrand ourselves a little bit because people will say, well, if there's no Chamber, it'll get done anyway. Okay, that's fine. But think about the investment that the chambers put into the economy over the years. It does create foot traffic. There is somebody there. They do the local maps. It saves everybody else from having to do their own map. Would you want to go into a store and get a map made by each individual business? We'd have maps putting people all over the place, but let us work, put together a nice map, do some advertising, tie it in with the Travel Wrangle, you know, and their walking app. And, you know, we can do this a lot smarter if we do it together.
Yeah, thank you. And yeah, again, there's Chamber of Commerce's all over. So,
and they're not all run like this one was. This was an older model chamber that we're trying to change. You can't keep being a chamber of the 70s in 2025.
Right. Yep. Or else we'd see,
Well, you're going to have to see an emerging changer. We're going to have to get more technology savvy. We're going to have to provide more services, talk about maybe doing some app support. But come on, get involved with the chamber again. Help us lead us into 2025, because we have to reinvent the chamber. We don't want the stuff that we've done in the past to go away.
And individuals who are not part of businesses can also join?
Yes, $75, I believe, is the individual membership. My wife and I did that 3 or 4 years ago when we'd come back for one of our reunions. And we said, well, we need to get involved because we knew that the chamber was having some financial struggles. And the best way to vote for something you believe in is put your money behind it and also put volunteer time behind it. If you don't have money to invest to be a chamber, you can reach out to any one of us chamber board members or to Tracy. We have lots of volunteer opportunities. My wife, Susanna, goes down there and helps. Nell Churchill helped her bring back the, helped Tracy bring back the birthday calendar that people wanted. But you got to have a little bit of manpower to back that stuff up. So.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And is the birthday calendar, is that too late to submit a birthday?
It is too late for this year. They're already being published, but make sure you get a hold of the chamber and get it set up for next year, because we'll make sure it's bigger and badder. The one thing that I heard, a comment that was made that I didn't really know if I was a fan at first, but when I heard that people take that calendar and they send it to their families and relatives around the world, it made more sense to me, because I don't know how many times I'll go into my calendar on my phone and try to find out when my grandson's birthday is. Not just because I'm old, but it's also because there's a few grandkids out there.
Yeah, I know. So let's go back to this weekend. Just a reminder, it is Midnight Madness, the Christmas tree lighting. I want to also add a few other things. There's Christmas Tree Lane at the Nolan Center, which is a fundraiser for hospice. After, and then also at the Nolan Center, like you said, there is the community market and Santa Claus between 4 and 8. Yep. At 6 o'clock, the Christmas tree lighting. Right after that is the fire department's fundraiser for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. It's a stair climbing challenge, and we'll find out more on that day, or you can ask your
local fireman. And I saw it go out on Facebook today. I really didn't get a chance to absorb it, but Facebook now, because it's the first week of December, all of our organizations are pushing out their information. And again, another reason for the chamber is to gather that kind of information up and get it out, which is kind of what we're doing with this show. So thank you for talking to a rock.
Yes. Thank you. And then one more thing is the high school band, the Chorals.
At 5:30.
5:30.
Yep. At the Pavilion.
Yes. Okay. Well, anything else you'd like to add?
No, ma'am. Come out and do some Christmas shopping and ho, ho, ho.
Great. Thank you so much for coming in today. That was board member Ed Combs speaking for the Chamber of Commerce.